You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
And we're back. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls, get on the pod. What's up, big wigs? I'm so happy to be back here. It's like the normalcy in my not normal life. Happy end of summer, Dre. Welcome back.
It really is. I know. Do you consider at the end of Labor Day the end of summer? Because I'm trying to hold on to what we have left.
Absolutely. I believe it is our friend Jared Freed who said like he does all his like happy Labor Day runs. And I just want to give him credit because he was like happy Labor Day to the millennials whose internal clock is still the school year. Like all those kids. Oh, yeah. I know too many people with kids now and all those fucking photos. I'm sorry if you are one of them, but I'm just over them. The photos of like holding up the chalkboard, like my first day of school, like that's an Instagram generation, you know, thing where it's like my interests are French fries. I love my mom. And the parents write it in like perfect handwriting. And you're like, did they just make this up and say, hold this for Instagram? Anyway,
I'm that type of person. I'll read the whole thing. I'll be like, oh, let me figure out what is our kid like
right now. And my favorite thing is frogs.
They write the craziest thing. You're like, yeah, right now you are four and your favorite thing is frogs and crayons.
I love it. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was good. It was busy though, because we tried to cram it all in. It was, started off with a wedding in Boston, which, you were like, go here. Cause you know, and I went to school in Boston.
I get really excited when my friends go to Boston. Yeah. I'm like, here's where you gotta go.
I was like, listen, I got 24 hours. I ain't got no time to stop. And I only had time to grab a smoothie at Juice Press. And then that was rap-a-tat-tat. But yeah, wedding. And then went to DC for a Nats game because we had a fam Nationals baseball game. And then Sunday drove to the beach. So Ocean City, Maryland. And
you really are hitting up all your East Coast cities.
You gotta do it in one fell swoop because we ain't got no time. So yes, I really made all the stops on the East Coast this week. But then I also saw you're in the beach.
I'm in the beach. Yeah, I'm at the beach. I'm in Long Beach Island, which is LBI.
LBI.
To those who know, it's kind of like the classier, quieter side of the Jersey Shore. Mm. I actually don't know how far the Jersey Shore is from here, but I think it's like an hour to like Jersey Shore proper that people know from TV. But we've been coming to LBI for years. My parents now, like, this is like the fourth year they've done this. They rent this big house on the bay because my dad has a sailboat, so he sails. And my sister flies in with her family, and my brother and his husband come in, and Jared and I come in. And, you know, as lovely as that sounds, I would say it's been pretty difficult. I'm not going to lie. None of my family members listen to this podcast. Thank God. This has been hard, Dre. It has not been an easy, smooth sailing, pun intended, trip.
It never is.
Honestly, and you know what's so funny? Like, I get along with, I'd say, about 40% of my family.
Yeah.
It's low. That's low, 40%. You know, there's not 40%. That many people, but there are some people here I haven't even had a conversation with this week. There are some people here.
What?
Who I
How many
don't
people
talk
do you have
to?
In that house? I don't understand. You're talking about
not
cousins
many.
You haven't. Not many, and there's people you
no,
have
we don't
not
have any
even,
cousins.
You've
cousins
not even
talked,
talked
to in 100 years. We don't have any cousins that we talk to. No, literally, like, yeah, my family. If, you know, every family has their shit, and I guess my family has their shit. But now it's only my immediate family that's here. The five of us and significant others
who
or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you may have not spoken to some significant others.
Correct. And also, there are people I just don't get along with. And also, I had a huge blowout fight with my dad on the first night. So we've kind of just seen each other in passing. You know, I think the most I've said is, excuse me, I'm toasting a bagel. It's been really, honestly, it has not been an easy few days. And it's sad because, you know, my mom, she's like such a camp person, you know, mom is like, my mom wants everyone to fucking hold hands and sit in a circle and take a bunch of photos together and play card games and be best friends. And I feel like it's a dream that won't come true, you know, like
you're really just dagging a knife into the wound. I don't understand. You guys are only in a house for a little bit of time. You don't really see each other that often. See, my family is the opposite, and we'll spend like every waking moment together, and to the point where if anybody else comes into the scenario, they're thinking, these people are nuts.
I love that. That's so funny.
Like,
I've spent more time in this bedroom alone than I have hanging out with everyone.
It's beautiful out.
It's hot, but it's like, you know, we have a pool and there's
the
ocean.
So nice.
Yes. Right, we're right on the water. It's very nice. It's a beautiful like view and everything. But I don't know. My sister even said, I felt so bad, but just because my mom, again, is delusional about her whole family, like, just getting along. You guys, none of you can tell my mom, if you listen to this and you know Lee, none of you can tell her I talked about this on the pod. But
I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with Lee the next time I see her. But if she, Lee.
But my sister, like, tried to, like, talk to her and was like, I think we should just do a different kind of family vacation, which I think would benefit all of us. Like, you know, go somewhere where you can do your own thing, kind of, and you're not all in a house, but, you know, on
Let's
an island.
Let's go on, like, vacation to vacation separately. Love you all dearly.
Pretty much.
XOXO. So obviously,
and
you
that's
and your
how it was
siblings have different
up.
Interests. Yeah, you guys have all different interests. Okay, so are you guys even beach people?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't gone yet. We've been here since Saturday. I haven't
I'm
gone to the beach
yet. I'm signing off. How far are you guys? You're right on the bay. So we're on the bay side
as
well.
Oh, it's across.
It's not that
it's
far.
It's across the street. No. It's like a 5-second walk. I just don't like the beach that much. Honestly, I'm more of a pool person. So I've gone to the pool. I hung out at the pool the other day, but for like an hour. But I haven't seen the beach yet. I will go at some point. Maybe after this conversation.
At some point. You got to see it to say that you saw it. You know, it's LBI in the summer.
It's a really nice beach. No, it is. It's nice. And it's nice here. But like, it's so funny because it's like boring almost. Like, Jared and I literally like drove around yesterday, and we went to CVS and we went to this other market and we got a bunch of shit. And then I caramelized onions for an hour and a half for burgers.
The fuck are you talking about? I'm looking at LBI right now, pictures of it, because I've never been there. It's stunning.
You'd love it. It's a stunner.
It looks great.
I'd say there's one end of the island that's a little more like kid friendly.
Okay.
It's one long beach island. It's one long fucking island. We're at the other end that I'd say, because the one end is more like for kids. It has like an amusement park and there's like, you know, a bunch of like fun shit down there. We're on like the grown up side, I'd say. And it's so funny because my family, I'm leaving tonight. I'm leaving the family vacation for, you know, 2 days and 3 days. I don't know how long I'll be gone. And everyone had to leave a little bit. You know, someone always has to leave because it's a really hard week. It's like the first week back to school. Hello. It's the first week.
That is hard. So, isn't your sister, I guess your niece isn't at school yet? Your niece?
She is, but she's also 3, so who gives a shit, I guess.
Oh.
If she misses. She started last week, so she like went for a couple days and then like missed this week, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But don't I sound great? She, honestly, we've had fun with Noah, I will say.
That's good.
She told us all that Jared is her best friend and she just follows Jared around the house. Like, it's so funny. Like, Jared is like dad of the year. Her dad is not here because he had COVID. So like, I don't know. But Jared also brought candy. So she's like obsessed with him because you could bribe a 3-year-old with candy.
Oh, definitely. That's their favorite. I love this. So yeah. Your sister is basically a single mom right now and Jared's coming in to save the world.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. Her other daughter and her husband are not here. So she's just flying solo with Noah, her mm-hmm. 3-year-old, mm-hmm. who's very funny, but she's such a liar. 3-year-olds lie, you know?
How do they even start that? So I spend time with my nephew who's almost one. Yeah. No, nowhere near the lying stage. I didn't know 3 is the lying phase. No, they're just like messing around.
Well, she'll go out and she'll be like, well, my mom said that if I'm quiet in the car, ooh, I get candy after. And I'm like, really? Did she say that? And then we'll give her candy. She'll be like, actually, my mom said I could have 2 lollipops today.
Sneaky.
She said I was a really good girl, so I could have 2. Oh, yeah. She's got the whole... And she knows who to, like, come and talk to, you know? And, like, it's so funny. My sister gets to sleep in. She'll go wake my mom up because my mom will bring her to the fucking coffee shop and buy her, like, you know,
bring her to the
croissants
coffee shop
and muffins. So, yeah, they went out to coffee and she came back with, like, you know, 40 muffins and was like so thrilled. So she's like, Mama Lee, that's what she calls her, took me to get, you know, treats.
She's already an adult. Funny. I'm obsessed.
I made her do a video with me yesterday.
As you know, you do.
I make I make her perform when she's with me. She wasn't really into it. I actually haven't watched it. I'm like, I don't know if I can even edit this, but she's the whitest kid you've ever seen. Like, she looks nothing like us, like beyond white. So she looks like Hilaria Baldwin's kid. So, you know, I was like,
yeah,
and she's going to a bilingual school. She can, you'll love this. She can count to 10 in Spanish now. So we had to do a video.
Bilingual.
Count to 10 in Spanish.
Obsessed.
How is your nephew? Did he love you? Are you like cool aunt? Oh, and she only calls me Anna, just FYI. I'm not an aunt.
No auntie?
No. Ugh, God, no. She's not allowed. She just calls me Anna and Jared.
Anna and Jared. Yeah, no, my nephew can't really talk yet, but they're training him to say Auntie Dre or Auntie Andrea. I guess I do sign all my cards with Auntie Andrea. So, technically.
You're cute.
You know, I love it. Well, watching my brother, who's 10 years older than me, you think sometimes they would have a, not that you would think, but he's what now, approaching 39 because he's 10 years older. So my mom had always thought, wow, he's going to have kids around like 35, 36, whatever, maybe even 29. People can have kids at any ages. So we've been waiting for him to have a kid for a long time. So I guess this is like the golden child. We're all surrounding.
Has he been married for a long time? Has he been married for a long time?
They've been married for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe 4 years. So we've been waiting, but they wanted to experience their time together, married and, you know, single without the children. So now that they have the baby, we're obsessed and we honestly could stare at the child for 30 minutes and just playing. That's how excited we are to have a baby. We're like, it's a new child. I think families go through that when they haven't had a baby long time. And then we're staring at the kid just playing in the sand. But when the kids are good, then you just love them. I mean, he's just such a good kid. Doesn't really cry, always smiling, just wants to enjoy life. Went on the teacup little ride and didn't cry. Yeah, he's a good kid. He's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mateo.
Mateo.
Mateo. And I love they're it. Trying to get him.
He's at a good age for you guys.
Yes. But they're trying to get him to do. His mom is also Spanish. So they're really trying to get him to speak Spanish at home, and then school obviously will be English. So you got to get these kids bilingual.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very funny though. When you said that, when you were like, everybody in the family is excited to have a baby, but like, isn't it weird to watch your parents around a baby? Cause you're like, ew, like how did you do this when we were babies? Like you don't, they like are awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think about my dad, he had to raise two daughters. And like yesterday, Noah, that's my sister's 3-year-old, she had to go to the bathroom and she goes to the bathroom. She's potty trained.
Yes. So
she goes to the bathroom in a toilet. But she needs a little assistance, you know, it's like sometimes tall, I guess. I don't know, like put her on there. Like she's in underwear and she'll tell you I have to pee or whatever. And my dad was like out and my sister's like, can you just make sure she wipes? And she was like,
yeah,
and
no,
my dad,
don't want to think about
goes,
that.
Nope. My dad's like, I won't. And I was like, what did he do when we were kids?
Because
he
definitely told your mom to wipe. Yeah.
He was just like, you know, like as a grandfather, I respectfully bow out of this responsibility. Like, fuck that. It was so funny.
Yeah, it is weird to watch. Also, the parents have been checked out for so long as in not being watching their kids 24/7. So it is kind of that funny thing. They like revert back to that or don't, like your father, who's like, no, I refuse to do that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not wiping her. What? I don't need to look at her. Even Jared got so funny. She was like, Jared, I have to pee. And Jared's like, I don't know how to deal with that. I'm like, she'll just do it. She'll just go herself. And then I looked at him. I go, did she wipe? And he looks in the toilet and he goes, no. She just got off.
You know, it's pretty much diluted with water at this point. So they don't really need to worry about it. It's okay.
So funny.
Drip and dry, as we like to call it.
It's so funny.
It's totally fine.
She does really like us though, which my mom is always like, she loves you guys. I'm like, yeah, because I don't like write cards or anything. I show up with a bag of Skittles and she thinks I'm the God's greatest gift on earth.
You don't really need too much. Like, yeah, exactly.
She's like, can I have another Skittle? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like, I love you. I'm like, wow, easy.
It does easy. It doesn't take much, honestly, for like a little kid. I'm also thinking about presents to give. What have you given them? Have you given them any big gifts the past in her 3 years of life?
Just clothing. I mean, that's all. That's the only present I ever want. So it's just clothing or candy. You know, I think if you shop for yourself for someone else, they're going to appreciate it.
I mean, yeah. They'll be thankful. Yeah. I'm trying to look up famous people that live in LBI. Do you know of any?
That live in LBI? No,
or I know people should in LBI.
I know what's her face used to like live or had a house here forever. She probably still does. Robin, Howard Stern's co-host.
Oh my God, her famous laugh. Yes.
Robin has a house on LBI, I know.
Nice.
There's a lot of big houses here. There's some big I don't know many people live here permanently. It's a very summery place, you know? Like,
yeah.
Everything's already closed after Labor Day. Like, we're like cooking because, like, you know, there's not much open or anything.
So. Really?
Yeah.
So it's truly a seasonal vacation spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like that. No, well, actually, no, the Hamptons are complete opposite. People live in the Hamptons year round. Bethany Frankel. Obsessed with
Bethany.
It.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. It's sick.
Amber Waves Farm. It's insane. It's insane. I think we need to just go out. Here's what we need to do. You need to come out. We need to just go out and just film shit as... We need to go to CVS next week and just film a video as her.
The snack aisle, insane. What else would she be obsessed with? Oh, the chips. She's obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually absurd. What's
happening with my headphones?
Yeah, all right. Bethany,
we got to get into this news, Dre. We got to get into this news.
It's sad.
Guys, there was...
It's sad to say, yeah.
It's so funny because I know you. I know when you go off the grid. I saw you were in the beach and I was like, she's not looking at her news because unlike me, Jared, I said, Jared, my phone died 3 times yesterday. He goes, yeah, it looks like you were on Instagram 92% of the time.
Anna, show me your screen time. Reveal the screen time.
How? Dre, literally like something. I was like, something's wrong with my phone. She's hanging out with her family. They're at the beach. She said they're enjoying each other's time. They can't get away from each other. I'm literally in this bedroom just like sitting on Instagram watching Kylie and Timothy fucking kiss all day. I'm like, give me more. Oh, look.
Yeah, I did.
Let me read a couple articles.
I saw a snippet of that thing. I thought I was dreaming. Like, truly.
Oh, my God.
Go to. Is it in health?
Don't you love.
Or no, battery settings.
Battery health. Here you go. 80% Instagram. There you go.
Oh my God. You know what's interesting? A lot of people say they get their news from TikTok now. Yeah. Wow.
I guess I do both. Honestly.
I do both.
Although
too.
I guess I haven't been on TikTok as much. You know why? My Wi-Fi is not amazing. And for some reason, TikTok is like, it freezes. So it bothers me. So I'll just go on Instagram.
Yeah.
That works better.
We've lost our interest in that way too quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's exactly. So true.
But wait, we have to talk about, do you want to start there? I mean, Kylie and Timothy was everything. What did you think of that?
Staged. Well, first of all, I just didn't really see it as her type. It's like... I thought I was dreaming. I did not think it was real. I thought I had dreamt it and I had to go back to check that it was real. And I can't believe that it's real. Yeah, I don't see them together at all. I don't ship. Do you ship?
I think it's funny. I like it because it's unexpected for us. That's why I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they were doing. They were like, you know what? Let's pick someone who's like not what we would expect Kylie to go for.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you know how, like, at first I was watching this happen in real time, like morning after the Beyonce concert. So for those
everyone's
who don't know,
freaking out.
They went to the Beyonce concert together. Everyone's freaking out because I saw all these videos of them seen together, but Kendall was also there. So it seemed friendly, you know, the three of them were like chatting.
Yeah.
And then cut to like 2 hours later, someone was like revealed on TikTok. Here they are making out. And then the world blew up. So it was like a two-parter for me. It was literally like, okay, yeah, they're together. Everyone's been saying they're rumored to be dating, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, shit. He's like dipping her back and they're making out. Like, but it was a little staged, but I loved it. I was like, oh, wow. Confirmed. Okay.
I didn't know that he had it in him. He kind of looked like he had some swagger to him. Like the way that she was like looking back and making out. I mean, that was kind of a... It was kind of hot. He had his arms around her. Then he had one point they were like interlocking hands with his arm around her shoulder from the back. Ask me if I think he can handle her. No, I don't. Definitely do not.
Don't you think they'd have really pretty babies though? You know, she's probably going to have more kids at some point. Like he's got a good face. They'd have pretty kids.
The bone structure would be amazing. I think his bone structure mixed with the Caitlyn Jenner bone structure mixed with the Kris Jenner. I mean, it'd be pretty iconic.
He honestly looks like he could be a child of Kris Jenner's at some point. You know what I mean? He has that like pretty face like Kris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he does. He has delicate features.
He kind of looks more like Kris than Khloe in a way. Like,
yeah, no, actually, though, I did see somebody said that it's all a publicity stunt and they're going to come out with a Kylie lip kit mixed with Willy Wonka collab. And I nearly fell out of my seat because he's going to be in the new Willy Wonka movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's also a brilliant idea. It should
be.
But I do kind of. Yeah. I want to see them like dating. I want to see them on a red carpet together. Like, I want to see that interaction. You know what I mean? It's hard at a concert and like you're drinking and you're partying and you're like, let's make out. They'll all laugh.
Yeah.
Like even as friends, that would be a funny move. I don't know. I loved it. Yeah, no, I loved seeing
it's sketch, but I do. Two unlikely people.
Who? Wait, what?
Two unlikely people hook up, Kylie and Timothy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was saying. You did like seeing that?
Yes, I loved it. I love two unlikelies. I was like, wait, where is she going with? I thought she was like dropping like tea. I was like, okay, I'm ready for it. Go.
Well, my one friend, I got a DM, I got a message, and my childhood friend, her best friend that she went to school with is Timothy Chalamet's old best friend, who was actually in the pictures. He's standing right behind Timothy. So she DM'd me and she goes, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to hit him up. We're going to ask him like what's actually going on. I'm like, as if the friend would know. I mean, maybe he would, but they think it was all orchestrated by Kris. So that's the only tea we have so far.
Oh,
we'll get the inside scoop. Could you imagine being best friends with Timothy Chalamet and then he continued being your friend even after being famous? Because a lot of people drop their old friends and get new friends, which is not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But it happens.
No. We'll always be friends, no matter how famous we are.
No matter what.
Yeah. Hey. We're big wigs from day one, honey. We're big wigs.
We called
from
it from
day
the
one.
Start. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We knew we'd be big, but we also kept it real, you know?
Kept it real right here. I mean, honestly.
I guess while we're on the subject, should we talk about... First of all, wait, I gotta say, I had such FOMO from the Beyonce LA shows, the Renaissance shows in LA. Did you? My whole feed was people dressed in silver,
yeah,
living the fucking time of their lives. And I was like, here we go again. It's that disease that I had during the Eras tour when everyone's at Taylor Swift wearing their fucking bracelets and now everyone's in their sparkly silver outfits. And I'm sitting on my ass on Instagram 80% of my day.
Yeah, I had FOMO for
How
Beyonce.
How are we going to see Beyonce?
I know. I
what
had FOMO.
What the hell?
Do you think she'll do any other city doing four nights? Because she did four or five nights in LA.
I don't know. She might have only done three. I honestly don't even know. But multiple nights. But I have a question. Is she going anywhere else? Like, how can we catch this tour? That's my question.
Yes. And we'll be dressing up in pure Metallica. Like metallic outfits,
nails, everything.
Nails. Yeah. World tour. She's going to a bunch of different cities.
I think we should try and go. I think that's a big wig move. I want to go see Beyonce somewhere.
I mean, yeah, that'd be more than iconic.
Have you seen her live?
Never seen her live. She's doing Nashville, Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, St. Louis.
Let's go.
Yeah, no. She did that already. So
like her, I have an income.
Like I have money. Her next show is Vancouver, then Seattle, then Dallas, then Houston, New Orleans, and then Kansas City. What's the closest to us?
I don't know. I've never been to Kansas City.
Never been. I feel like New Orleans is closest to New York.
Oh, okay. Click my heels. Let's go to Kansas City. No, let's go to New Orleans. I've never been there either.
Yeah, no.
Nolens.
That's September 27th.
Okay. You know, we can make something happen. I do want to go see it. Seeing these concerts, it's funny because you never had FOMO like this back. People didn't used to Instagram the shit out of concerts like they do now. I have seen probably the whole show on TikTok, to be honest. Like, I've seen all of the Eras tour on TikTok. You've seen the Renaissance. You know, I know the moves that, you know, Blue Ivy is doing. Like, I know the choreography a bit, but I'm also like, will I get to go?
I know. The fact that also Blue Ivy is performing is crazy to me.
guess it's no first day of school for her. She's working. She is on tour, honey.
How cool is that? Do you think she thinks her mom is cool, or is just another day at the office working with mom?
Probably both, you know, like her parents are both super celebrities. So it's like,
yeah,
that's just like normal life at this point.
Just another day. I think about it too. It is pretty crazy.
We also have to discuss one thing that it made me think of. My brain went from the Kardashians at Beyonce, because they all went and they were all in their outfits and everything. And they were so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just fun to watch. It was like,
oh yeah, and then Chris is drunk.
I thought of, what do you think about, I really wanted to ask you this, but we haven't talked all week. What do you think about Travis and Courtney and the drama with Travis leaving tour with Blink 182?
It was very serious. I had to look into it because it is strange. He really never cancels. But Courtney went into the hospital on Saturday night, I believe. She had some complications.
But also, I heard people were also saying, because people were like, Courtney is probably not, it's probably not Courtney, because her whole family, they're all out and about. They're all at the Beyonce concert. They're like being very public. Like, they're not, you know, they wouldn't be if something was really wrong. Chris would be there with her and pee, you know, like,
yeah.
But someone said Alabama, his daughter, went live on TikTok and said something about her grandfather not being well. So it could have also been Travis's father was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone assumes, because Courtney's pregnant, very pregnant. Yeah. But also, yeah, maybe there were complications. Who knows? I also thought, I'm like, she's having a baby soon. It was weird. Was she going to join him on tour? Like, that was a weird, I was like, why is he on tour if they're having a new child? But I guess that's sort of tour life. You bring your family
is
with you.
True. I think he probably would come home any chance he could get. But when you're on tour, I guess that's really hard. And she's not due for at least a little bit.
Really?
I mean, she looks like she's ready to give birth, but she does. Like, she
I have
looks
no idea.
Pretty full. When is she due? Because I actually don't know. I should know this.
You realize we have a lot of content ahead of us when she gives birth. You're going to be new mom of the year. I have to come over and visit you and your new baby.
Oh my gosh. Like, we're going to have so much to discuss. It's actually going to be crazy.
Absolutely.
Chris, you got to come over with the gifts.
I'm going to bring you know those cakes made out of diapers?
Yes.
I invented them.
You did.
Yeah, I told someone.
Does Chris not run out of ideas for her children, for her grandchildren?
Absolutely not. You know, it's just a gift I have. I have always really been a great maternal person, you know?
Yeah. Now that is true.
You have.
I know. And Penelope, do you feel old that Penelope is a grown woman? Like, truly?
Penelope's a teenager. Yeah, she's old.
She's giving sass to the camera. She's embarrassed by Kris Jenner. Kris was drunk doing a video and Penelope is like, am I in this video? Like, get it off of me. Like, I will not be seen with her.
It was great. I loved it. I was like, wow, how real. This is the most real family member of everyone.
This is so real. In fact, she's refusing the screen time. Who is she?
So funny.
I'm obsessed. Yeah, no, that was insane.
Because North is like, give me the camera. I am a queen. Like, yeah. North is so into being on camera. Like, her TikToks and stuff are so funny. P is
so
in the TikToks,
funny.
But you can tell she doesn't want the spotlight. She's more like Courtney.
Yeah.
She doesn't need it.
I am just not really up for filming today. Yeah, she's so Courtney's baby. Yeah, she truly is. Lord have mercy. Oh, speaking of the Kardashians, then we got to get to our other topics. Remember when I went on a rant about Kanye? Well, he's banned from that Venice boat company.
I know.
He's not allowed to be on it anymore.
I knew you were going to call that company and you were going to say, do not let this man back on your boats with his bare ass cheeks. It was all Dre, you guys.
Disrespect. I thought he was banned from Venice as a whole, which is kind of what I wanted to happen. But the fact that the boat company, I was like, okay, the boat company is starting a trend and the rest of Italy is going to follow suit. Get that trash out of there.
I'm going to go to Venice and the first thing I'm going to do is put my bare ass on a boat and send a photo of it to Andrea just to rock her world. I'm going to be like,
here's my thing. Let the cheeks out, but don't do anything completely inappropriate.
Okay, I won't. I won't let anyone give me head on a boat.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I think butt cheeks, sure. You know, not in front of the Vatican, but, you know, the butt cheeks on the side of the road on a cobblestone street in Rome, sure.
Oh, you just made me think, did I moon the Vatican? But I don't think I did. I actually only mooned the Colosseum.
Oh my God.
I'll send you the photo. I'll post the photo, you guys. If you guys want to believe.
Colosseum.
I'm not lying.
Oh, we don't think you are.
I mooned the Colosseum a lot. I didn't like the first set of photos, so I made Jared do a full other round of photos. So there's a bunch on my phone. Like, if someone went through my phone, they'd be like, is someone holding a gun to her head telling her to pull her dress up or like pull her pants down?
You probably have a whole album. You have an album called Mooning?
No, but I should. It's just I have too many photos to ever organize. You know what I mean? Once you hit 60K, it's like, why would I ever organize that? That sounds like a nightmare.
We ain't doing all that. Absolutely not.
We got other topics to get to, but I think, you know, on the mooning note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Mooning, spooning. You know who's not spooning anymore? We got to get into this. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, because Joe filed for divorce. Anna, are we devastated?
You know, I feel sad because it's sad. A breakup is sad. I'm not devastated, but because I didn't really think it was like a forever marriage. Is that mean? Is that terrible to think? She was so young, like when they got married. She was like 23, right? 22, 23. And they already have
She's 27 now.
Mm-hmm. They have two kids and she's married. She's never had time. And she was working like on Game of Thrones. She's never had time to like fuck around and be an adult. So from what the media is saying, it sounds like she goes out every night, right? She likes to get down. Mm-hmm. And Joe Jonas is a little older and he's happy to stay home with the kids. And so honestly, that doesn't sound like they're compatible anymore. I don't know.
I know. There's this weird story coming out about he caught something on a Ring camera. And
what was that?
Seems a little fishy to me. I read the article. They don't explain anything. They don't really get into what exactly was seen. She wasn't cheating or anything, but it was like an act that he didn't approve of. I'm like, what one piece of footage on a Ring camera could really end a full marriage? But I think it has to do with their lifestyles changing. But absolutely, so many couples go through different changes. Everybody goes through different stages in life. And so I don't know. I think celebrities are just very quick to end things instead of trying to work through them, because the other thing is you need to spend so much time as a couple. And that's another reason why Hollywood couples break up, because they're rarely together.
Yeah.
Work schedules, babies, traveling. He's on tour.
But I think also like what you're saying, if they're not together and as soon as their lifestyles change, and she is obviously living through a period of her time where she's like, wait, I'm an adult. Like, I never got to be an adult and like go out and like go to clubs or bars or party or whatever. Like, I was a mother years ago, you know, like as a child. She was basically, I think of you as a child if you're in your early 20s. But so I feel like if that's not working for them, then like, no matter what she does, he's still going to be like,
yeah,
she's going out. She's doing something wrong. Like, you know, and I'm not saying he's the best person in the world. We have no idea. I don't know. Maybe they fight all the time. Maybe he's mean to her. And so she's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Who knows? I don't know these people personally, but I do. It's so interesting that I do think, again, we're getting another post. You saw the post, the Instagram
stories,
the Instagram. No, the big, the, it's like an apology, right? Like, it's like they're, what is the word I'm looking for? The letter, the Instagram, statement. Thank you, Anna. I got it. Statement.
They posted it on their actual feed.
Yeah. They put out a statement saying that it was like,
damn,
an amicable,
you know, it's real.
Amicable breakup. You know, they are no longer together. Blah,
damn,
blah, blah. I know. But again, like we're saying, you know, like the first day of school, kids, like we never got these statements, you know, we never, no one ever needed to write a paragraph like, we are no longer going to we're going to co-parent our children separately. We are no longer, like, it's like an extra level of stress you have to go through when you're already going through a breakup. Like, it's stupid.
Right? I mean, I know their team does it for them, but I would feel pressured to have to put something out. Like, when you're going through something emotionally.
Yeah.
Nobody has time for that.
It's another layer of like, oh, and now we have to tell our fans. Like,
I know.
Right?
I know. I thought this was fake as well until then their statements come out. I guess we always think breakups are fake until it comes from the source. But
well, people said they saw her at his concert and that's why they were like, it's not real.
Right? They looked fine. He was wearing the wedding ring. She looked fine.
Well, people say it wasn't her. It was someone who worked there who was bringing his family like drinks and stuff and friends. Like,
it wasn't her. It looked just like her.
People said it wasn't her. I have no idea, but I thought that was a funny touch.
This
they were
is
like,
crazy.
She worked at the venue.
Oh my God. Wow. To be confused by as Sophie Turner. Amazing. Amazing.
Wait, did I tell you?
You know what's
lunch?
Crazy?
I had lunch next to them.
This house. Soon ago. No. They posted August 14th together. Isn't that always surprising?
Yeah, but also wow. She's a redhead now, so that was probably like a year old. Do you know what I mean? Someone was doing that to just save them.
You think?
Yeah, because look at her hair now. It's like long red hair. I mean, then again, it might be for a job and they just dyed it, blah, 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 but I don't know. I always think like the timeline of posts on celebrities' Instagrams, it's like they can put up anything and people are like, oh my God.
All over the place. Yeah. How insane. So you sat next to them and you ate and what was it?
Okay.
Did you get any input, insight?
I'll give you the tea. We were at I was at Cafe Jeton with a friend. Do you know Cafe Jeton? One of my favorite cafes in all of New York City. There's two of them, but I was on the one on Mott and Prince and they walked in. It's a very tiny little cafe. Best avocado toast in the city. And they walked in. And I didn't see them at first. My friend's like, oh my God, that's Joe Jonas. And I was like, oh my God. And it was him at first with someone else. And then she showed up. And this was like,
wow.
I think they had just like been dating. I don't think they were even married yet. And, you know, we stalked them for a while and they were like flirty and cute, but it wasn't anything to like write home about. That was it. They were just having lunch. I didn't get any like good tea. But I remember seeing them and I was like, wow, they're a very hot couple. You know, they're like,
oh, yeah,
they're attractive. So that's unfortunate. You know, when an attractive couple splits up, I'm like, oh, man, there's no hope for any of the models in the world.
When all the young, I don't know, I'm impressed always when celebrities get married young because they're just so hopeful. And, you know, and it's a big deal when younger celebrities get married.
Yeah.
But you're people like, are getting, well, will it last? Will it not?
They're getting married very young. I feel like people are getting married really young now. Like Millie Bobby Brown, she's getting married she's so young. These people are so young.
A baby. I know. And you know what? When they're a celebrity, it's just divorce is in the cards.
Because you've been an adult for a while. You've been working for a long time. Like he's been working forever. And
you mature faster.
So has she, but they're both they've had to be adults. Like you're like It's so weird. It's so weird. And again, I'm going to be the senior bride. You know, the Golden Bachelorette is obviously my demographic. I'm going to be like 55 when I get married. I will look the hottest I've ever looked. So it'll be a good thing for me, I think, because I think you get hotter with age. So by 55, like I'll have had my face lifted. I'll have had a lot of like,
you know,
lipo all over. Like I'm going to look fucking slamming and I'll be like, I guess I could get married now, you know?
I'm going to be snatched. You know who always gives us hope is George Clooney at a mall. They got married way late in life with their perfect person, their soulmate. So there's always love to be had.
Yeah. If they broke up, you would be really, we would be like, wait, what is love?
No. Because then I'm like, you guys waited for so long. Both of them, this was truly, they always talk about how they're each other's soulmates. And they are. Take one look at them. So also she's perfect. He's perfect.
You're perfect. I'm perfect. So we're perfect together. Do you know that song?
Exactly. No. Is it from a Broadway show?
It is, actually. Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
I love it. I could tell it's from a Broadway show. What show?
Wicked.
I'm like, I should know that.
You've seen Wicked, right? Dre?
Yes. Yeah, but it is sad that I cannot remember that because I'm sure that's a famous line. Wait. I have to check with something. Haven't seen She's the Man?
I have, I think, 100 years ago, maybe once. When you sent me the poster, I was like, oh, I kind of remember. Is she a soccer player or something? Maybe I'm making it
soccer
up.
Player. And then she pretends to be her brother at boarding school.
Oh, so.
But it really, it was one of those movies that like it came out right when I was in the heat of like of teenager time. And it really changed the trajectory of my life. I was like, this movie. Yeah.
Modern day Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah, exactly. And it was the height of Amanda's career. And it's so sad to not have movies come out with her anymore because she was the epitome of like that comedy child star.
Yeah, she was like it for me on What was the all that? That she was great all on that. All that. Yeah, when she played like Ross Perot and shit, like you were like, wait,
yeah,
look at these impressions she's just like whipping out.
I know.
Yeah, she was so
it was incredible.
Good.
And then the Amanda Show.
Yes,
She's the Man was also the movie that I fell in love with Channing Tatum. It was like Channing Tatum's debut to the world. It's just iconic.
Never forget.
Just iconic.
Never forget. You know.
I know. Just like truly so hot.
This always happens between the two of us. You guys would love, like, we'll DM each other a bunch of bullshit all week long. Let's like, that's like, that we like, that we want to talk about on the pod. That's funny, whatever. Made me think of Dre. And then she'll send something and I'll be like, I don't know that movie. And I'm like, oh no, this is where our age divides us. Like, this happens.
It's crazy.
It happens with music and movies and TV shows with Jared and me too, because he's older than me, you know? So. I don't think he's caught up on the pod. He's got a while to catch up on this episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the time he hears this, it'll be a month out. He won't be mad.
I love it. But yeah, unfortunately, I am the age of Andrea's mother, so sometimes our ages get in
the
way.
That is so far from false. I am surprised though, because that. But I guess it was very much like a teenage movie, and it was only cultural like in that like for 5 years maybe. So yeah. But
what
no,
year
this
were
is good
you
because
born
it actually
again?
Opens us
Are
up
you
to.
Not- Do you not say that?
The year I was born, 94. It's not really. I mean, I do get offended when somebody says they're born after 2000s, because then I'm like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah.
I feel old at that point, but people are born after 2000s. People are born 2001, and I'm shocked. I'm like, you're born 2002? What?
That's gross.
Get me out
Honestly,
of here.
Honestly, like,
that's gross. That's
Thank
offensive.
God my demographic on Instagram is way older. I'm like that. I know where I fall mentally. You know what I mean? Like, even though I wasn't born in the 70s, like I should be, you know, I should have been.
Yeah. I mean, but it is what it is.
Where I am right now, you guys, it's giving very like 80s vibes. It's like so. This room actually used to look better. I don't know what they did here, but they were like, let's make it uglier. You know, let's just give it a glow.
Wait, did you notice?
Glow down.
Well, it looks like behind you is the some color swatches for like paint swatches.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that, right? It's ugly.
I like that. it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm in the business of no, I'm in the, not the business. I'm looking for artwork for the living room because I didn't like what I had up here, and I'm like, where do people get like big. Huge dimension artwork is expensive.
Very expensive. Oh yeah. I don't have any artwork.
Very.
I was inspired by your Barbie artwork. I want to get one of those. A print. She's got this print
those
of like a vintage Barbie. You should post it on Big Wigs. It's real cute. And I was like, oh, I want one. And then you tagged the company. I was like, oh, I could afford these. I should get one.
They're actually affordable. That bigger one is like $180 for like the biggest poster. And then you just buy a cheap Amazon frame. Unless he also offers the framing, but it's called Vintage Barbie and Ken, and he takes all the pictures himself, and he has a little setup table. It's in Soho, but his studio is up in the I don't know, in upstate New York. But him and his wife, they have this company, and it's
just so cute.
Everybody's obsessed. Yeah, but I love that. But then I'm looking, you have a bunch of artwork your Brooklyn apartment that I obsessed. Oh my god, you know Bethany's into crazy art.
Yeah. Any artwork in the Brooklyn apartment is Jared's, and it looks like it's from a fucking boys' dorm room, and I hate it. And it's still there. And I probably will leave it there because I have nothing else to do with it, but I'll take it down at some point, and I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows? If it goes missing one day. I did that with my ex-boyfriend. I would, his shoes that I didn't like, I would just throw them out, and I'd be like, oh, I don't know where they went.
Okay, well, if they were really old shoes, not like new shoes, because then it's like,
you
can't throw those out.
No, not new shoes. I'd like
the ones that they're attached to for no reason. You're like, why do you like those cargo pants?
Yeah, they'd end up in my like donate pile, and I'd be like, I don't know how that happened. They must have gone away.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, that's why we broke up.
So
after
sorry, but
7 years.
Totally lost them. It finally got out that you threw out of all this stuff.
I did. Yeah. I'm comfortable admitting it now. It's been 10 years since we were together. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Crazy. And
actually flown.
Time has flown. And we've been in touch lately because I told him about Bobby Flay being sick because he got the dog with me.
He got the dog with you. Yeah. When you break up with somebody and you get a dog or in any animal, you kind of have to follow up, right?
Yeah. If he lived in the city, He doesn't live in New York City. If he lived in the city, I would have absolutely given him Bobby for like weekends or whatever. We would have done like a joint, you know.
Wow.
Partnership. But I couldn't. He lived in a different state, so that didn't happen. I was like, he's my dog.
Is he able to help with the doctor bills, though? Because that would be nice.
He did it first when we first broke up. But then there came a point where we were like officially like, it's OK. We're good now.
Yeah. You're like, I got it from here. Thanks.
Yeah. But at first, I think he did. So I don't know, because he felt, you know, like an absent father, I guess. Anyway, this got sad.
Yes. Kind of sad. Well, what did he say about Bobby? Is he really sorry? And does he want to see him?
Well, he's not going to see him because I'm not going to where he lives in like Baltimore. But he felt sad. He's, you know, I'll keep him posted. But Bobby's doing all right mm-hmm. right now. So there's nothing new to really report. You know what I mean? If there's anything mm-hmm. to report, I'll let him know. But for now, so be it. Can I tell you something crazy I want to do tonight?
Yes, that's true.
And I shouldn't, but I really want to just go to the U.S. Open tonight. Like, I just want to get a ticket. I've been watching the tickets like on StubHub and I'm like, should I just fucking do it and like go by myself?
How much are they?
They go down at night. For a bad seat, they're like $250 right now.
Damn.
I know. For a decent seat, they're like $700.
Okay, well, that's actually not as crazy as I would think. There's not much seating in there. So it kind of has to be expensive.
It's a pretty big stadium, right? Arthur Ashe. I mean, they're cheaper if you go to you know, what's the second stadium? Billie Jean King Stadium. Like Arthur mm-hmm. Ashe is the big one. That's where the quarterfinals will be tonight. But the other one mm-hmm. is smaller, cheaper tickets for the smaller stadium, obviously. But you can't go in the main one if you have this other tickets.
Have all the big matches already happened?
No, because they get bigger. It's a tournament. So, you know, the most expensive ones are coming up because it's this quarterfinals, semifinals, finals.
That totally makes sense. For some reason, I imagined all the sets to happen kind of like a baseball game. So it's like they just kept on playing until they won. And then that was that match. So it's continuous. And then the best of the best.
Yeah. Last night was a huge match because there was two Americans in for the men's quarterfinals. And it was Tiafoe and Shelton. And Shelton is 20. And Tiafoe is 26. And Shelton fucking beat him. And it went into like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was so late.
What?
They play so late. And he won. This kid won. He like fucking.
Oh my God.
Came out. And it was cool because they were both American, you know? So the whole crowd was really like, I don't know. Tiafoe's great.
Yes.
He deserves a win. But also this kid is so young and he's also from here, the U.S. Like it's kind of mm-hmm. cool to watch two mm-hmm. U.S. competitors. Anyway, that's our sports update for everyone who follows us on Big Wigs, just for the sports.
Big Wig Sports, thank you so much for following up with us.
How the Nationals do, by the way? You didn't say the
they lost. Oh, okay. They lost to the Marlins. Yeah, it was kind of a blowout. You know, they had a good final ninth inning, but ultimately they lost. So
yikes. This is just for producer Mike, because you know he's gonna love when we whip out the sports knowledge. We have more non-sports stuff too, though. Let's take another quick break and BRB.
And we're back. Thank you so much for listening to our beautiful ads, which help us pay for rent. Let's get into the housewives of it all, because we
rent. I'm like, it helped me pay for my Gatorade earlier. But yes, absolutely. Guys.
Hey, you have to imagine fake it till you make it. So it's right now it's paying for our rent.
There
that's
you
how
go.
That's
and one day
that's what we have to tell
it'll
ourselves.
Pay for my mortgage. There you go.
Even better. In her new house in LBI. For all your amazing LBI memories, clearly.
In the room, in the bedroom. Yeah.
In the bedroom. Let's get into Roni. Did you watch the new episode?
I watched the new episode. I had a lot of people message me about it too, because this was sort of the first anti-Jenna episode. They've been worshiping her every episode, and this was the first one. They all were like, Jenna Lyons, no thank you, you are such a brat, they were basically saying, right? They went on a trip to Anguilla,
which kind of not random, but just not, we have not seen that with Roni before.
Really? I thought they always go on trips. It was sort of just like they woke up and they were like,
they
want to go away.
They do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. They always go on trips, but not to, like, I don't know. It was the first of Anguilla. Like, I'm used to the Mexico trips, and they go into Europe, and the Jersey people go into Ireland. So this is the first for Anguilla, is what I'm trying to say. Because I
got it.
I had to look up pictures of Anguilla.
It was so cash, though. They were like, you want to go away? Let's, like, go away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is the point of the year where we need to get some sun. And I get that, having lived in New York forever, but.
No, I know. It's just all these trips are so forced, kind of. They're like, I'm literally just, like, so exhausted from the season. I have to get away. Yeah. And then every woman's like, okay. Yeah, no, it's the thing that they do.
It's so funny. But the drama that they had was that Jenna didn't want to go with them because she said she needed a tan because of her her skin disease. I get that, you know, girl needs to feel good about herself. But then it came out that she thought she was, like, tight with Aaron, and she was like, actually, I can't fly coach. And then Aaron was like, that was like a gift for Aaron. And she, like, wrapped it up in a little bow and was like, I'm going to tell all the other girls about this. And they were all like, what do you mean she can't fly coach? Like, fuck you. So it was very funny, but it was a very fancy villa they got. I was like, yeah, they probably, you know, some people don't mind flying coach, but I guess once you fly first class a lot, you're like, why would I go with these peasants? Yeah. I am a first class queen. Which is kind of how she
was. It's kind of, yeah, she's, first of all, she's so much older than all of these other, and by older, I mean, she's been a professional for so long with a really big position. Obviously, they put her up in the best of the best accommodations. So, yeah, if you can afford first class, who is going coach? I don't care. She could have gotten on the same flight as them, which is what they should have said. But the fight that they had was
worse.
Like, well, that's, you think? I feel like if they were given the option to fly first class, all of them would have.
Oh, yeah. But I meant, like if she was the only one in first class and the rest of them were in coach, that would have been like that bridesmaid scene.
They're like, yes, me, I'm poor. Ew. I'm ready to party. I see your point. It felt very forced, the whole fight. I was like, what the fuck are they fighting about? These are grown-ass women talking about first class versus coach. It's a four-hour flight also. It's not even a long flight. Like, oh. It's like they're acting as if they're flying to Greece and it's going to be 6 or 7 hours.
But didn't you love that they gave her the shitty room? They were like, well, because she decided to fly first class, let's give her the room at the top of the stairs that is, like, so much uglier than the rest of all of our rooms.
This is the most Real Housewife thing, is they've constantly fought for rooms, like, every single season. And it does make for a funny bit. But also, when you're in a villa that's that gorgeous, I'll take any room.
Yeah.
But her bathroom obviously wasn't as nice. But so do you funny. Buy the whole, how horrendous does all of her teeth surgery sound? It sounds so, what even is that?
I know. She has, like, bone grafts and she's had all these teeth replaced. She has, like, a scary disease. And I commend her because she's always dressed to the, you know, to the nines. Yeah. She always is put together. She looks good for any occasion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, you never know what people have to deal with. Like, her teeth fall out. Her hair falls out. She has no eyelashes. So she created an eyelash company. Like, I'm like, wow, she really used, like, she really turned all this shit into, like, gold. Like, she, I don't know what the proper saying is, but but yeah.
She turned lemons into some lemonade.
Thank you, Teresa. Yeah. Teresa, world traveler over here.
Yeah, I'm well traveled.
Yeah. How is it? Are you in Switzerland really right now, Teresa? Where are you?
Yes, I'm in Switzerland with my honey Louis.
How are you guys? Are you guys doing any fun tourist stuff?
Yeah, we were walking around, we were seeing all this stuff. We took this, like, helicopter. And then I was like, babe, I'm thirsty. So we went to Starbucks.
Oh, cool.
And then, so I got the pink drink at Starbucks. I love that drink. And then, we walked around more. And I was like, wow, Swiss people are really pretty.
Did you buy anything? Did you shop for anything? You know, like, Switzerland's known for, like, watches and chocolate and...
Yeah. Well, not... Like, we got
some chocolate, but then I just kept on being thirsty. So then I went back to Starbucks. Like, I was like, babe, I'm thirsty again. So I was like, can we just go back to Starbucks? Because you know what? That was a name I recognized. I was like, Starbucks, like, how can you not get Starbucks?
Absolutely,
you know, when you're
yeah.
out of town?
Did you? They probably have like McDonald's there too. You know, you should check that out. I know they have that in Switzerland. So in case you need a burger,
I saw that, but I was like, I don't really eat carbs, so I'm like, I'm on a diet still.
Got it.
So I was like, ew, but I love the Starbucks pink drink, so I'm gonna get that.
It's not full of sugar.
And everybody's no. I mean, like, you drink half of it, then like, you know, walk around, because then you're gonna have to pee all the time. So, but everybody's giving me hate because they're like, wow, go all the way to Switzerland to get Starbucks? I was like, please. Like, everybody goes to Starbucks.
Yeah. It's so true.
You're going to tell me you don't go to Europe and you just stop to get a cup of coffee? Like, yeah, I went to the little cafe. I had coffee. And then I wanted the pink drink. And it matched my dress. So people are just like starting drama always.
You know what? You're thick-skinned. You've done this. You've been in the game for a long time. So who cares? As long as you were happy with your pink drink, I think, you know what? Live your life, Teresa.
Thank you. That's all that matters. I was like, I obviously took a lot other pictures in Switzerland than besides Starbucks. So everybody's commenting, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I was sponsored by Starbucks. So
you were?
Go get the pink drink. Love, love, love. Go get the pink drink.
That's a huge honor. Wow.
Honestly, she probably was sponsored by Sweet Green. Yeah, no, there's been all this drama because Tree went to Switzerland with Louis for like a little romantic getaway, and then they took a picture at Starbucks, and it's
perfect.
Really just
I honestly
divided. It was perfect.
Doesn't part of you want them to be like, wouldn't this be so funny, like, if we just took a photo in front of Star? Because like, that was me in fucking
yeah
in Italy. There are photos of me in front of Sephora in Rome, and I'm like, how fucking, or in Paris, I'm like, guys, look at me at Domino's having the time of my life. Okay.
Yeah.
And
how funny is that?
So maybe they're in on it, you know? And she was like, yes, it riled them up. It made headlines. Look at me in front of Starbucks. Like, I would fuck with people if I was at that level where I'm like, they're going to be so pissed off.
Oh, right.
It's so
no,
funny.
Totally. Also, the Starbucks in different countries is actually a cultural thing because they serve different foods based on the country.
Yeah.
If you go to Italy, the McDonald's has beautiful pastries. And if you go to, my aunt just came back from the Philippines. She went to a McDonald's there and they served rice with the meal.
There
like,
you go.
It is based on culture, kind of. I mean, I don't know about Starbucks. Are they serving Swiss coffee? I really don't know. But yeah, I honestly think it was just funny bit, and I would do it too.
I would do it. And I also went to McDonald's once in Italy, and I remember they had like a Kit Kat McFlurry. This was back in the day when I was eating McFlurries, and I was a fun loving teenager, and I was like, McFlurry
fun.
With Kit Kat, like, what the fuck, that's the coolest thing. Like, I was like, I'm like writing home, you know, postcards from Italy, like, let me tell you,
dear mom,
the McFlurry has Kit Kats.
I mean,
they don't have that.
Yeah, you don't see that anywhere. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
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 Chicago anyway. Does have the McDonald's World Headquarters, so you can order the different things from different menu items.
Really?
Like, all of the different places. Yeah, I went there once with Nick, and I had no idea that it even existed. And you can order, yeah, they have certain menu items from different countries all around the world.
I had no idea about that. That's crazy.
That's a big wig bite. We should do that.
I know. We're going to do some big wig bites. Wait, can we do a big wig bites? Let's do a big wig bites. I got bites for you.
Finish it off with a big wig bites for us this week.
Big wig bites. We're seeking those big wig bites. Okay, so I tried to get you to come to dinner with me last week in New York City. I didn't know. She probably was scared to tell me she had another wedding because, you know, my face would have dropped to the floor. Because I was like, Dre, what are you doing tonight? And she was like, oh, I'm around. Blah, blah, blah. You didn't even mention the wedding until last minute. And then I was like, come out with me to my favorite restaurant in all of Brooklyn.
I know.
Bernie's. Shout out. If you guys know Bernie's, there's always a fucking wait. It's the best. It's like classic American foods, and there's nothing better. And the best drinks. And I was like, come with me and Jared to Bernie's, you and Nick. And she was like, maybe. And then she's like, I got to pack. I got to go to a wedding in the morning. And I was like, ah, oh, she's going to another wedding. Another one bites the dust. But I swear this leads to my big wig bite. I had the meal. We haven't been to Bernie's in a while, and it was really nice. It's right down the street from my apartment. So it was really like, it felt like home. And,
yes.
And we got the best meal, and we ate every fucking bite. We got baked clams. We got an amazing Caesar salad. We got martinis, and they're known for their vinegar chicken. I don't know if you've ever had a vinegar chicken. That's my big wig bite.
When you texted me that, I was trying to figure out, is it kind of like a lemon chicken?
No, it's like the chef who owns it, like they created, their mother like made this dish in Newark, I think is where it started, I've been told. And it's like kind of like a buttery, like gravy sauce, like a brown vinegar sauce, and it's made with cherry peppers and onions. So it's like, it's got that spice, but it's also vinegary. I don't know how to explain. There's no lemon.
Yes.
There's some parsley. There's probably some butter. Okay. The caramelized onions, and then the cherry tomatoes are just popping in your mouth, and they are, and it is,
oh my God.
So it's like spicy, salty, vinegar. It's like salt and vinegar in a juicy chicken. You know what I mean? Like all
my favorite chips. Delicious. Up.
It's so fucking good. I can't wait to bring you there, because you're going to be like, yeah, yeah. But if you guys are in the Brooklyn area, it's right in Greenpoint. A lot of great restaurants in Greenpoint right now. I got to go to that taco place, Taqueria Ramirez, best tacos in New York, everyone says. I got to go there.
Oh.
We got
to add it to the list.
Got to go. Yeah. I got a lot of places to hit up now that I'm in New York for a little bit. So just popping in here to say that Big Wig Bites is going to be a series online.
It actually really should. And we're already writing our list down, because we're always texting each other like, that's going to be on our segment that we haven't started, but it's going to happen.
It's going to be a series. So good. Yeah. Anyway, that chicken, I dream about that chicken. It's so fucking good. And they have three chickens on the menu.
I dream about it. Pah. Does it come like a full chicken, or did you already say
you can get
it comes
a half
like?
Or a whole? But they'll cut it
half
up for you.
Whole.
Half or a whole. We do a half for the two of us, and we pretty much finish
that's
a half
pretty
a
good.
Chicken. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of food. They also do a chicken parm, and then they do a chicken piccata. But those are the only mains, really. I could list the whole menu, because it's small. It's a really small menu.
It sounds small. Yeah. Like three main options, all chicken.
All chicken. No, I think they do an eggplant parm now. Actually, they added, when they first opened, they had more dishes, because we've been going since they opened like 5 years ago or something. But yeah, it's it's a classic. Anyway, I'm hungry now that I'm thinking about it.
I'm starving. I never had lunch. Are you eating good in LBI?
You know, I'm eating. I don't know. I don't know if I'm eating good. Because we're in a house, you know? I'm not like going out for every meal
or anything.
You guys
are cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I just thought that maybe there would be some seafood restaurants open, but I get it.
We had lobsters.
After Labor Day.
We had lobsters.
Close.
We had calamari. My mom made clam pasta the other night. I'm eating well. I'd say I'm eating well.
Okay. Jeez. I mean, some justice for your mom's clam pasta. That sounds amazing.
No, she didn't like, well, she steamed the clams, but she didn't make the sauce. She bought the sauce. So it wasn't a homemade, sitch.
It sounds good. My brother did a big rack of ribs, but he barbecued it. He put the seasoning on it. He's very good at barbecuing. So we had that for one night at the beach. And then I left early, but they stayed and went to a great restaurant in Ocean City. But Ocean City kind of stays open for a good while. It's kind of I mean, there's definitely locals. It gets really quiet during the wintertime off season, but the restaurants pretty much stay open. They're just different hours. But
will your parents stay there? Will they go this week and stuff? Will they stay there while the weather's nice?
They will. Yeah, we're already planning. There's a great area called Berlin, Maryland, and it's about a 20-minute drive. And we go there. There's Oktoberfest. There is some breweries, which we like to go drink, some pumpkin ale. So we've got some fall activities we like to do there.
Love it.
So I'll probably hit it up in September or October. But yeah, they'll go for a couple weeks in September, maybe 2 weeks.
Nice.
You know?
Do you go in the winter ever? So I gotta get out?
Sometimes it is. I made this one Teresa video. Teresa at the beach in the winter. That was one of my first tree videos.
I remember it.
Did very well. Did very good. Yeah, that was the one time I went in the winter. And we have a fireplace, so it's very inviting. Just have some wine and then play some board games. So if we ever want to like get out and do a little staycation, we could totally, not really staycation, but do a little winter vacation.
I love that. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I think we should end. We have a couple minutes. I think we should end on this hot take that you brought to the table. That's a very hot, hot take. In fact, it's stinking hot.
Hot take, hot take. You may not agree, but you best believe it's my hot take.
I'm disgusted that this is a thing.
I know. But it also, like, it's so funny how many times I saw people posting about this yesterday. You guys, this news story that came out. Did you see this? That someone, they were, it was a flight from where? Atlanta to Barcelona, I believe.
Was it that? I didn't even know it was that far.
It was Atlanta to Barcelona, I believe. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that's what I saw on one of the articles I read. And someone had diarrhea all over the plane to the point where this is a biohazard. They had to fucking turn the plane around and go back to
it. Oh my God, you're right. It was. It was Delta flight, Atlanta to Barcelona. Yeah, so that's a long ass flight.
It was Delta. I got Delta. That's what I fly.
It was Delta. It was Delta.
That plane could be anybody's plane at this point.
It really could. I thought somebody just got sick in the bathroom and then it just smelled up the plane. No, the person dribbled the poop from their seat to the bathroom and then they sprayed a vanilla room freshener and it smelled like vanilla poop.
That, can I tell you something? I actually did that when I was a child. But my camp friend and I went sliding through the mud at camp. We thought this was so cute. We were like, oh my God, let's go mudsliding down this hill. We didn't realize that was the horse manure. That's where, because there was horseback riding. And that's literally where they dumped the horse shit. And then we were like, oh my God, we smell like shit. We were 8 years old and we showered with Bath and Body Works vanilla bean body lotion or body wash. I swear to God, Dre, to this day, it's very hard for me to smell vanilla. That whole plane is going to be scarred for life. They are not going to be able to smell vanilla for the rest of their life.
They can't have vanilla anymore. It's almost like you experienced the story, but like there was a jip in the Matrix and then like it switched your story to like cow manure, or horse manure like, with like vanilla.
Did I was I flying yesterday? Did I have diarrhea? Was that me? Like, that's what's scary.
The stories align too well. It's kind of creepy.
That's so funny. I can eat vanilla. Let's all be clear. You can smell a cake and fucking eat it. You know what I mean? But the body wash, absolutely not. It smells like shit. But that's crazy that happened. Like, imagine just being a person on that plane and seeing someone just leak out of their shorts.
The problem I have is I just feel bad for the person. They, you know, and there was not much news about what the person was. Was it an older person with loose stool? Were they wearing a diaper? You just, can you imagine that person in the bathroom? They have to like tell. You're sitting in your seat watching a movie, right? You're watching She's the Man. You turn over, you see a little brown dribble fall from the leg and fall onto the floor. You just stare at it. You're like, did that person, is this really happening? Did that person just shit themselves? There's so many thoughts would go through my head.
So we want to do a hot takes with this. Who do we want to have a hot take on this? Who are you feeling would have a hot take for this?
Who am I feeling would have a hot take? I have not done Courtney in a while on social, so I think I'm going to do a court.
Who should I do? Who do you want me to do a hot take of?
And I was thinking that I wanted to hear your girl, not Eladia, Fox, Julia Fox, because I honestly think she would embrace this and it, I don't think she would hate it as much as we think she would hate it. I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. Who would you want to do?
That's fine. I was just like thinking, like, I've been on a flight with my son and my son like fully shit his diaper. And I was like, have you ever seen the trash cans on like a plane? Like, it's just the seat in front of you, right? That's your trash until they collect.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna like put the diaper like in the seat in front of me because like that's like on a plane. Like, that's your trash. That is literally right. Like where they're like, do you have any trash? And you open the seat and you like hand. So I hand them like 14 diapers because I gave him dairy and I didn't know that like he's like fully lactose, so like, oops. mommy made a mistake. But I was just like, whatever. So it's actually happened to me. Luckily, they didn't turn the plane around, but instead they were like, OK, emergency landing. So like we flew. We were going to Mexico, but we flew south from New York. We just stopped in. We landed in Miami. And I was like, oh, my God, this is perfect. I like love Miami. So it was actually like a win-win situation. So like, I don't totally. Know. I sort of feel like it's like kind of badass, you know, like if you actually are going somewhere, but you're like, I wish I would stop and like have a couple nights to like fuck around in Miami, like make sure you like shit your pants. Okay. Because the planes, they don't like it. And then they'll just be like, oh my God, we like have to land. And then you'll be like, oh my God, I get like two vacations. Right. It's like so dope. So I don't know. I think this girl was just like, she didn't want to go away. So she was like, if I shit all over this plane, like I don't have to go away. I could just like go home, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because when you're yeah. sick, you like want to be in your own bathroom. So if she was sick, yes. like obviously she doesn't want to be in a bathroom in Spain. Like, ew, they're so small. Like go back to your toilet in the United
it
States,
is true.
Right? So I
going to the bathroom in the airplane sucks. I can only imagine.
Everything. Yes. Yeah. It's like, it's so small. I like stand up sometimes like a man. Like I like love to just like pee.
You pee right into the sink. You pee yeah, right into the sink.
Anywhere that has a drain. That's the name of my book, by the way. Down the Drain. So make sure you guys get a copy. It's out right now. And maybe this is a publicity stunt for my book, you know, because she didn't make it down the drain. You'll have to read it to find out. I just thought that was like a really fun way to like do some PR, you know, like think outside of the box.
You're always thinking with the glass half full, Julia, really. I mean,
half full, upside down, half sideways. Like I just the glass can go anywhere.
Every direction.
Yeah,
it really can. You're amazing. We Thanks. Adore you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I did it myself. Thank you.
Julia, you're iconic. You're, I mean, I'm sure you would take you would honestly look amazing with shit on you. Your new outfit should just be all shit.
It kind of was, but then they were like, ew, it smells. So then they made me wear tinfoil instead. Oops. But
tinfoil, yeah. No smell.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could totally rock a totally shit outfit.
Oh.
Like all just cow manure.
I would if you have like a designer who like wants to test it out. Like I'm your girl. Thanks.
You really are. You're everybody's muse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait. No, that was actually amazing. I cannot do one because I have to pee. Speaking no! of shitting pants,
you want to do Courtney?
I have to pee so bad. I'm holding myself. I'm holding my bladder. Courtney would just be like, "My mom has loose bowels. It's not something to be embarrassed by." Chris, like you're not one to shy away from a little diapy diaper.
Tell people.
You're very proud of it. You should start your own line. I think this is just like such a nasty story. And I feel so bad for the people flying. And like my advice is to like get some poopery and put it inside your mask and just wear the mask and
do you
start
sell that
flying
on
private.
Do you sell poosh poopery?
We do. It was like a Goop collab and it's like this crazy mask that's also infrared lighting, so it's like it's a filter when you breathe in, and it's just so affordable. It's like $5,800, but it's like helps your skin and it just like deodorizes the air, so like you can just use that at any time. And this is the perfect situation for it because somebody dribble drabbled their pants.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. This is insane to me, though. I think I would vomit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But you don't fly commercial, so.
I really don't. So when I saw this, I was like, thank you. This is exactly why. And honestly, they probably ate too much dairy. So go vegan and fly private.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. That's really relatable. I can't thank you enough, Court.
That's the story. That's the tea. That's the tea. These are the stories that I truly live for. I know the people on the flight, it might have been a horrendous situation, but listen, it makes for good stories.
It's crazy. All right. Well, we'll let you go pee now. So, you know, you don't get kicked out of your own apartment and pee all over the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a mild break there when I did Courtney. Thank you.
It was great. Guys, this was so fun. I hope you all had a lovely Labor Day weekend. We're going to be back in the studes. So make sure you stay on top of your big wig content. You know, we got some videos coming
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Catch up with us, you know, DM us, all the good things. And I hope you have a wonderful week and we'll see you next time. Peace.